Once upon a time, in a small village nestled in the heart of a lush green forest, there lived a young boy named Max. Max had a keen interest in ancient history and loved exploring the woods in search of hidden treasures. One sunny afternoon, while he was wandering through the dense foliage, he stumbled upon a mysterious rock protruding from the ground. Curiosity piqued, Max dusted off the dirt to reveal what appeared to be a fossil. Excitement surged through Max's little body as he hurriedly took the fossil home. He couldn't wait to show his parents and share his amazing find. As the days went by, the fossil became the talk of the town. Scientists and historians arrived from far and wide to examine it. They were astounded to discover that the fossil belonged to a rare prehistoric creature. Max became the hero of the village, famous for his fantastic find. One evening, a renowned museum curator arrived to collect the fossil, intending to display it in a museum far away. Max was heartbroken and pleaded with the curator to let him keep the fossil. But the curator insisted that it should be showcased to the public. "This fossil will educate and inspire many," he explained. Max, realizing the importance of sharing knowledge, reluctantly agreed. The next day, Max's entire village joined him in a grand farewell ceremony for the fossil. It was paraded through the streets amidst colorful flags and joyful music. As the fossil was being transported away, a thunderstorm unexpectedly swept through the village. Just as lightning struck, the vehicle carrying the fossil broke down. With no way to fix it on the spot, the officials decided to leave the fossil in the village until the storm ended. During the storm, Max sat by the fossil, feeling somewhat puzzled. He wondered if the storm was nature's way of saying that the fossil should stay in the village after all. Just then, lightning struck once more, illuminating the fossil in an extraordinary way. Max's eyes widened with revelation. He realized that while the fossil was one of a kind, so was the village. The fossil belonged there, it was a part of their history. Max shared his newfound insight with the museum curator, who reluctantly accepted his proposal to allow the village to keep the fossil. Grateful and overjoyed, the villagers held a magnificent celebration, returning their beloved fossil to its rightful home. From then on, children and adults alike were inspired to explore their surroundings, hoping to stumble upon their own fantastic discovery. And so, the fantastic fossil became a symbol of curiosity, unity, and the importance of staying true to one's roots. Max, now grown and wise, continued to explore, uncovering even more extraordinary treasures in the forest. The village became a sought-after destination, attracting people from all walks of life seeking their own fantastic finds. And to this day, the village thrives, where legends of the fantastic fossil are passed down from generation to generation.